And I guess the presentation that I saw in Chicago that really shocked me, really, was a study that looked at the number of nodes that were found in the SEER database. And actually, I didn't even realize until recently that 50% of patients in the SEER database have less than 12 nodes. Yeah. So that's what's happening in the United States. And then they compared it to what happens to patients who are in the NCCN centers, Memorial, MD Anderson, Mayo Clinic, Fox Chase, you know, high-end centers. And the fraction of people who have less than 12 positive nodes is like around 10%. I mean, a huge difference. So obviously, it's not just the biology. There must be something else going on.
But again, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a poorer surgical technique. It could also just be the recovery of lymph nodes in the sample is different. Pathologists might pay more attention in NCCN-based centers than in the SEER database.
And I'm guessing that's a big part of it, or at least that's a remedial part of it, because what I hear consistently from oncologists in practice as well as from investigators is when I see somebody with less than 12 nodes and I go back to the pathologist and they, just like you just described, they find them almost all the time. Is that the case?
In my experience, that's exactly what's happened. If I tell the pathologist I need 12 lymph nodes to make the decision, I get exactly 12 lymph
nodes. Is that what happened with this 10-node patient?
Exactly, that happened.
They went out and found you two nodes.
I found two more nodes, not one node more than 12, and I made a decision not to treat this patient.